on this episode of Wines to Find. Sandy and Michelle look back on 2020 and reminisce about the incredible experiences they've had and the new friends they've made as a result of starting this podcast. Let's listen.
I'm Michelle.
And I'm Sandy.
We're two sisters tasting and reviewing wine with the goal of taking the WTF out of
Wines to Find.
Wines to Find is brought to you by listeners like you. Please consider supporting our podcast and gaining access to bonus content at www.patreon.com/winestofind. That's www.patreon.com/winestofind.
Happy New Year! Hi, Sandy!
Hi, Michelle! How are you?
I'm good. So this is our year-end wrap-up Happy New Year's Eve episode. And for the second time this year, we're not together.
I know. That's what makes this so strange. We usually tape within the same studio, and one time you were on the road, and this time I have COVID.
Well, not confirmed, but
not
suspected.
Confirmed, correct.
So we got really close to the end of 2020 without getting it, but here we are, sidelined with it.
Exactly.
So usually we introduce our wines, and usually our wines are wines we have never tasted before, but this being our year in review and it being New Year's Eve release, we are going to be tasting a La Marca Prosecco and a Cava, a Freixenet Cava, just because we enjoyed those and because it's New Year's Eve.
Gotta have the sparkling.
That's right. Usually we have a guest. We've had guests on for the last gosh knows how many episodes, but this episode is just going to be us. And we're going to talk about some of the episodes that stand out and some of the experiences that we've had that stand out. We're not going to go really into the wines because our anniversary episode we've now released. This is going to be episode 51 of Wines to Find. And throwing it forward to January, we actually released three episodes, our first time that we released. So that week, our anniversary week, we're going to have an anniversary episode in which Sandy and I and WTF Sound Guy and possibly even the driver, Sandy's husband, Scott, will join us to talk about our experiences more wine in depth and get into the wines that we've experienced and how our palate has grown and check in with those goals that we had at the beginning of the year. So this episode is going to talk about the experiences that we've had and share with you guys some of the things that happened to us this year that we never would have known or thought about a year ago if we hadn't become podcasters, right, Sandy?
Right, and give you little teasers as far as what you might want to perk your interest for you to go back and listen to some of the episodes that we're going to allude to.
That's right. Episodes that maybe you might have missed. So we're going to start off with what we felt was our most quotable moment. In episode 20, we had Grant Long of A&R, and that episode was chock full of quotes, but he said, "A wine is only as good as the company that you share it with." And I would totally agree with that. And we did have some good company this year, didn't we, Sandy?
We really did. I think one of the major things that I never thought would occur is that we would be on first name basis with several winemakers and vintners. I just am absolutely shocked at the amount of people that we have now can call friends.
I know. I said last week we were in Charlotte shopping for wine, and I saw Jeff Cohn's wine was on the shelf there, and I took a picture and I had sent it to him and I said, "Looky here." And he said, "That's a great year. Buy it right now." But a year ago, I never would have been on, such close basis with a winemaker, but there you go. I texted him right up and felt pretty comfortable doing it.
That is amazing. Another quote that I would like to discuss is one of my favorites back from our episode episode 10 with Jen Morse from Charles Krug. This, his quote is, "Either wine is yummy or yucky." And that has kind of been my mantra throughout the whole year, is whether or not I like it or not. Is it yummy or is it yucky?
That's right. And it's pretty simple. And I'm so glad that we had that early on episode 10. And he gave us that very sage advice. And someone, we asked him, "Are you a sommelier?" And he said, no. But he's somebody who spent his career, at very high levels in the wine industry and is very dialed in. And that was excellent advice. So anytime we think we are getting too highbrow, we have to pull ourselves back in and go, does it just taste
dial
good?
Dial it back. Is it good or not?
That's right. That's the
do
basic
you like
right
it?
There.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I do want to give a shout out to Doris from episode 8, because she's the one that kind of introduced us to all these people that we have since become friends with out in Sonoma and Napa. So I just want to give her a shout out.
That's right. And looking forward, she's got a new venture that she's got coming up, and we've actually agreed to be a participant in her new venture.
Yes. And it will be on January 22nd. And I believe it's an 8-week series that begins this coming Friday.
That's right. And it's Be Real, Be You, IG, Instagram. So it's an Instagram-based offering that she's doing. And we'll be collaborating with her again on the 22nd of January. So, and talking about people that we've met, we just have met so many. And one thing that sitting back and looking at the last year, we thought we'd have guests on our show, but we really didn't even think about it. But our episode of season one, we ended up having people come on our show that are other podcasters, and that kind of became a theme throughout. So we try to end each season, quote unquote, with participants from other podcasts. And that was just a great way to not winemakers, not wine owners, but other wine enthusiasts that we've gotten a chance to really become friends with and even appear on other podcasts, right?
We have. The first one was episode 13, which we ended up, you and I both enjoy this episode. It's with the Blood and Wine folks, and they do true crime. Mm-hmm. So that was episode 13. Check that one out.
That was one of my favorites. That was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. That was. Then we have our next season, we ended up with David Yontiff, Behind the Velvet Rope.
Another champagne
one. That was with champagne. And then we also met up with the wonderful World of Wine folks, Mark and Kim. And we ended up being on their podcast, and they are on ours. And we also have been on the Wine and Whiteboards podcast. So we have made these wonderful connections.
We've been podcasting all over the place this year.
We really have. And not only that, but we have gone international.
So I look back at January of last year, if you had told me, hey, you're going to talk to somebody in Spain and they're going to introduce you to some winemakers and some lady who is just like the most fantastic lady, the Sippy Benheim, she was just mind-blowingly elegant, even on the telephone. That experience, all of those things that happened through Instagram after we got in touch with Spanish Palette and Nicola, just, it would never have even happened. And I would never even imagine it happening a year ago, but it was really just some cool experiences.
It really has been. And if anybody loves history, definitely go check out those three Spanish episodes.
36, 41, and 48. 41, 36 is the one that has really just that mind-blowing Christopher Columbus story that you really have to listen to. And I believe Sippy was on episode 41. And then the winemaker from Madrid that didn't quite translate into the episode because of the internet connection. That one was a great one, though. Those wines were really cool. But I just never would have, just even to hear Nicola describe Spain and the vineyards there, it just opens the world up a little bit further for us that a year ago we wouldn't have even thought possible.
Well, she's such a great communicator. You're able to really be able to see and taste the wine even over a podcast.
I know. Yeah. The visual that you get from just listening to her talk is amazing. In terms of that kind of hits bucket list, because that's a future bucket list item. But this year in retrospect, we were able to tick off quite a few bucket list items, that, you know, again, wouldn't have thought of. We went to Napa in Sonoma, and that was a mad dash, but we did get to put boots on the ground there and really connect and even tape some episodes there and meet some folks there. That was really, it was one of my bucket list items. And now I have to go back, but at least I can say I've been.
Yeah. Well, fortunately for me, that was not my first time, but it was definitely a first time as a podcaster, which is a little bit different. it, you see the vineyards in a different light. You get to talk to the winemakers in a different light. You get to go do barrel tastings. I mean, my goodness, that was definitely a bucket list for me, as I know it was for you too.
It really was. That was just a great trip. And speaking of on that trip, we got to meet in person Karen, who is one of, if Nicola is one of the most interesting, and Sippy was one of the most elegant and sophisticated, I think that Karen is the warmest person you might could ever meet.
Karen Krause, yes. Of Mount Beater Magic Vineyards.
Yes.
But yes, she definitely makes you feel as if you have been long fast friends the moment you meet her. And that connection she brings, I think she is just so warm and inviting.
Anytime we go anywhere near her, I think we would have to touch base. We met people that honestly, you know, in traveling for business, there's some folks that if I land in a town, I know if I don't at least send them a text and say, hey, I'm in town, I can't meet. But I'm here and just at least touch base with them. I know that they would be offended if they see that I was there. And there's some folks that we've met this year that I really feel like you got to put them on the must-see list whenever you're in town. You know, you just cannot miss seeing mm-hmm. them. And that the number is so long, as young as we are in this process, it's just, you know, I can't wait to see where we go next.
So, Michelle, we've done the Napa, we've done the Sonoma. We know we definitely have Spain on our list. What about another California town? Can you think of one?
Well, obviously, big on my next list, is Paso Robles. We have to go there. And one of our favorite episodes that was not wine, but wine adjacent, was the Wine Shine episode that we did. And that was the coolest thing because we had watched that documentary on Amazon and had seen him on TV and knew about the product and knew about those winemakers out there in Paso and Tin City. And then we connected on Instagram and we were like, oh, would you like to be on? And he's like, yeah. And that was like, that was another cool conversation. That was really a lot of fun.
Well, that's another quotable where wine wants to grow up to be brandy. How does he put it?
Brandy is what wine wants to be when it grows up.
Yes, exactly.
It's episode 32 and it's Wine Shine is the name of the company. And it's Patrick Brooks is the gentleman that's one of the owners. And he's just like a really cool dude.
Michelle, we really have met some really California cool guys. Patrick is one. Jeff Cohn is one. We also know another guy, Pete, from Ohm Cellars. Now, he definitely is one of those.
He's the chillest person I've ever met, other than maybe your son.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
And he doesn't even have to be in California to do that.
No, he's California cool in South Carolina. But Pete is just, he's the most chill, laid back, but also one of the most knowledgeable. And he's been growing grapes for just his whole career. And his knowledge basis is, I would say, second to none, or up there in the second to none realm. And that was just the cool, extremely cool conversation. If you have not listened to that episode, you've got to check it out. So
it really did stretch. I know it stretched my knowledge basis listening to him.
Yeah, it really did. And our tasting, that was some eye-opening tastings that we did with him. So, I mean, just in review, I mean, we've just hit a few episodes and out of the 50 now that we've done, you know, it just is amazing to see who we've talked to and the experiences that we've had and how I don't think we could have ever even imagined what we got to do. So the next year is just astounding.
Well, Michelle, you know, going into 2021, we've got some very exciting things like that just happened this past month here in December. We had Christopher Creek's owner come out and do a tasting with us here in South Carolina.
Yes, that was another thing that never would have thought of, but these California guys want to come visit us too. And that's pretty cool. So looking into 2021 and everybody getting over the hump and the vaccines getting out there and travel resuming, not only do we plan on visiting some folks, we plan on bringing some folks to visit us as well, because that was really cool. And we got to introduce somebody that we met and became friends with. And then he brought some friends and now we've made some new friends. And that's just the way the world works, is your friend becomes my friend. And then we know a lot of people, right?
Right. And that's, well, we hope that is going to be a good jumping off point for us to be able to do some new and exciting things coming up in 2021 for some of our local folks too.
That's right, because we're going to take our tasting concept and our idea about growing our palate, and one of the things that was really important to us in starting the podcast was to taste a lot of wine and to taste various different wines to grow our palates. And what we want to do is share that experience with others. So we want to start tasting groups and have different topics that those tasting groups, like high rollers, so that everybody kind of can share their, pool their dollars and make those wine dollars stretch. And, have participants come and share the burden of purchasing some really high dollar wine that otherwise you might not get to experience. That's going to be a fun one. And wines around the world, we want to experience the different wine regions and have tastings and have other folks taste along with us. And also, as we meet some of these winemakers, have them come and visit the groups that we're tasting with. So that has me very excited about 2021.
It really does. So I am just so grateful for this past year and all the different things we've been able to learn and experience and all the people we've been able to meet. And I'm so looking forward to the new adventures that will hopefully come our way in 2021 if we keep our wine glass open.
And it is open. And we are looking forward to sharing all of those experiences with our listeners. So you guys follow along on Instagram and listen along on whatever forum you get your podcasts on. We are on all of them, including Audible most recently. And we hope that if you do enjoy listening to us, you tell a friend. That's how it works. I just explained that. And you give us those 5-star reviews or thumbs up as appropriate. And we really do enjoy the wine journey that we've undertaken. And we hope that just in listening to this little peek into this past year, you can see what an experience it's been. And
we hope that it inspires you to be able to go and look for different things in wine other than just your typical grocery store. It goes beyond that. Look for the winemaker, look for the vineyard, look for the people, look to the people that you're enjoying that bottle beside you.
Look for the stories. And as another quotable, Karen Krause, our friend, says, the dirt is important. So look for the dirt and learn the story about the dirt. It makes it better. With that being said, we're happy to be wrapping up 2020. We know it wasn't a great year for some. In retrospect, there were some very positives that came out of it for us, as well as everyone. Understanding everyone's negatives, we do value what we have taken from the year, and we look very much forward to 2021, and we wish you a happy and healthy and joyous new year.
And we hope you continue to join us along our journey and join us here next time on Wines Defined.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of Wines Defined. For today's show notes, visit us at www.pickagreatwine.com. Follow us on social media for bonus and live content. Instagram at Wines Defined Podcast, Facebook at Wines Defined, and Twitter at Wines Defined. And don't forget to join us next time on Wines Defined.